Hare Krishna. Gopi Bhava Devi Dasi asks how to develop deep attachment to the holy name and real desire to chant no matter how busy we think we are or what are the circumstances. Everyone knows Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kalona Steve, and a Steve, and a Steve, Gatirangata. Whether we are on the platform of practicing, whether on the platform of ecstasy, on the platform of love for God, Harina, only chanting Hare Krishna will do. Whether we chant within our minds, whether we chant japa, whether we do kirtan, but still chanting is the only way. Neither karma, gyan, or yoga, and in the devotional field, only that devotion or bhakti, which is connected with loud chanting of Krishna's names, only that will actually produce the proper result in this day and age. So that's a very important thing. Therefore, I'm going to answer this question briefly. She says, how to develop deep attachment and a desire to chant, no matter how busy we think we are, whatever the circumstances, just chant. There's no other way, there's no other way, there's no other way. Somehow or another, one way or another, one has to just chant. And by chanting, everything will come. So in the beginning, how is it that we come to chanting? How is it that we attract to chanting? Usually we come in contact with devotees. And by sadhu sangha, by the association of devotees, we learn about the science and the process of chanting. And by chanting, we become more inclined to associate with devotees. When devotees chant, we naturally have a taste, and that taste from that chanting gives us faith. What's that taste that we get? Kleshagni, Shubhada. We feel ourselves relieved from material suffering, and we also experience auspiciousness. We experience transcendental pleasure. We experience ecstasy. We have such wonderful transcendental experiences. And therefore we know, yes, this process works, even though I'm a beginner, still I'm able to taste such wonderful experiences. And when we associate with Vaishnavas, we see, especially in the more advanced Vaishnavas, we see in them the taste for chanting. And for those who have greater attachment, greater taste in chanting, then being in the proximity of them, we feel the bhakti or the devotion within our hearts when we do kirtan with them, or when we sit beside them, when we chant japa, then we can actually experience, we feel enthusiasm for our own kirtan. So in this way, devotees take up the process of chanting and move forward in developing a certain degree of taste and enthusiasm. No doubt the mind is there. No doubt bad habits are there. No doubt there are many obstacles in the material world. Nonetheless, devotees continue, put aside all these things, first out of obligation. Yeah, that's called vidhi. We recognize primarily the obligation to ourselves, is that we have intelligence. As I mentioned, we have experience, and by our intelligence, we know this is what great personalities like Nard and Vyas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have not only recommended, but personally experienced themselves. The principles of Nam Tattva, as well as Bhakti Tattva, are so seamless that they develop faith. We develop faith in the unexperienced. We develop faith in the unseen, in the Supreme Lord. We develop faith in the promised benefits of chanting. One is because of the teachings that are behind it that are so, as I said, seamless. The other is that we ourselves have already experienced the lower stages of the benefits of chanting right from day one. It's not something that we have to wait for till the end of our lives. It's something that we're progressively tasting as we go along. And then we have obligation to our spiritual master. Once one becomes more serious about Krishna consciousness, one takes initiation and takes vows to chant so many rounds. So we are obliged to do that because we promised that we would, and gentlemen keep their word. Therefore, under all circumstances, I must chant 16 rounds and follow the regulative principles. Why? Because once a gentleman promises something, then he keeps his word. And Srila Prabhupada emphasizes this over and over again. In this way, we move forward in Krishna consciousness. And one may say, and people do say, devotees do say, well, things should happen spontaneously. It should be natural. When you get an attachment, then you chant. But no, that's not the process. The process is vidhi. First you follow the rules. And whether you're forcing yourself, whether you're doing it out of obligation to someone else, nonetheless, the chanting the holy name of the Lord is purifying. It purifies the heart. Why? Because it's non-different than Krishna. And as it purifies the heart, then our taste increases more and more and more. And that deep attachment has been mentioned here, that also manifests. It's not something that can be artificially induced, but it naturally comes with the purification of heart. Until then, one has to be tolerant. Titikshava karunika tams titikshashva bharata. We have to tolerate the urgings of the mind. We have to tolerate the different trying circumstances around us. No doubt, the more effort that we put in to concentrate on the holy name of the Lord, the greater benefit we will get from the chanting. If we allow our minds to be distracted, we'll still get benefit, but we'll get less, and then we'll move forward more slowly. And the benefit, or the freedom from anarthas, as well as the development of attachment, it will take longer time. But, as I said in the beginning, to summarize, chant Hare Krishna. Chanting is the means, chanting is the end, chanting is the only way. There's no other way, there's no other way. So nasteva nasteva gatamanyata. Therefore, if devotees, somehow or another, no matter what situation they find themselves in, always keep faith and keep determination with Krishna's holy name, and certainly they will avshu very quickly, they will attain that stage where they can't do anything else but chant Hare Krishna, where the holy name of Krishna is always dancing on his tongue. As Rupa Goswami says, Tunde Tundavani Ratingvitanati Tandavani Labdaye. I wish that I had millions and millions of mouths so that I could chant Krishna's name. It's not an artificial explanation. This is actually the revelation of his heart, the statement of his heart. So here, devotees will develop that type of attachment. And with that type of chanting of the holy name, then advancement in Krishna consciousness becomes very rapid and very sure. So it will come, but we need to really be determined. And therefore, dridha brata. It's for this that we have this dual vows, 16 rounds, regulative principles. Unless one follows the regulative principles, he will not have the determination to be able to chant 16 rounds, regardless of the circumstances. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada emphasized this over and over and over again. So, how to do it? Just chant, 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 chant. And don't say can't, 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 can't. Hare Krishna.